Testivity Audio Course, Series 63, Module 6, Fraudulent and Other Prohibited Practices.
Provisions of the Uniform Securities Act make it unlawful for any person associated with any securities transaction to employ any device or scheme to defraud any person, make any false statement of material fact or omit material facts necessary to make an informed decision, engage in any act, practice, or course of business which operates as a fraud or deceit upon any person, or to engage in any unethical or dishonest business practice. While the Uniform Securities Act does name several specific offenses, it is written to be all-encompassing. Practices generally held to be fraudulent, unethical, or dishonest include engaging in a pattern of unjustifiable delays in delivery of securities purchased or proceeds from the sale of securities, recommending the purchase or sale of a security without reasonable grounds to believe that such recommendation is suitable for your client, recommending transactions which are excessive in size or frequency relative to your client's financial situation and resources. To do so and earn a commission is known as churning, which is an unethical trading practice. Others include failing to disclose the existence of sales loads or contingent deferred sales loads, misuse of no-load terminology. If a mutual fund charges a 12b1 fee in excess of 0.25%, it may not be referred to as a no-load fund. Failing to disclose breakpoints or letter of intent information, if applicable. Recommending that a customer purchase mutual fund shares from several different mutual fund families when they may qualify for a breakpoint or reduced sales charge by investing with the same fund family. Selling an amount of a mutual fund that just misses a reduced sales charge. That's a breakpoint sale. It's unethical. Implying that the return of a mutual fund is comparable to that of a savings account or other bank deposit without disclosing that the shares are not insured or otherwise guaranteed by the FDIC or any other government agency. Failing to provide a prospectus in a primary market transaction. Guaranteeing a profit, a specific result, or against loss. Making predictions or projections of future performance. Misleading customers as to their account status. To knowingly misstate the value or status of a client's account is unethical. Clients must be sent statements disclosing their account value and location at least quarterly. Soliciting orders for unregistered non-exempt securities. Sharing commissions with any person not properly licensed, registered, and under common control of the same broker-dealer. Promising to provide services that a person is not qualified to or capable of performing, or to offer services one is not likely to or has no intention of performing. Executing transactions in a margin account or hypothecating client securities without promptly obtaining a properly executed margin and hypothecation agreement. Offering to buy or sell a security at a stated price if not prepared to do so. To post a price and refuse to fill an order at that price is called backing away. Falsifying market quotations. To knowingly give an inaccurate price quote on a security is unethical. Falsifying commissions or markups on transactions. The amount of the commission or markup charged must be disclosed on the confirmation of the trade. Deliberately omitting or misstating material fact. Accepting trade instructions on behalf of a customer from another party who does not have written third-party trading authorization. Deliberately failing to follow a customer's instruction or withholding customer's orders. Insider trading. Agents and IARs may not use material, non-public information to profit or to avoid a loss. It is also unacceptable to pass on such information to another party. This is called contemporaneous trading. If an agent or IAR is in possession of inside information, they should notify their supervisor immediately. Broker-dealers and investment advisors must establish, maintain, and enforce written policies and procedures reasonably designed to prevent the misuse of material, non-public information. Also on the list of prohibited activities would be commingling of funds. Client assets may not be commingled with assets of a broker-dealer or investment advisor. An agent or IAR may not share in the profits or losses of an account unless they have written permission from the client, written permission from the broker-dealer or IA they represent, and they only share in the account to the extent of their contribution to the account. Borrowing from clients is prohibited unless the client is a financial institution in the business of loaning funds. It's prohibited to tell a client that a security has been approved. When a security is registered, neither the SEC nor the State Securities Administrator approve it in any way. Registration merely clears the issue for sale. To imply that a security is safer because it is registered or will outperform an unregistered security is unethical. Exercising discretion without authorization to do so. A discretionary power allows an agent or IAR to buy and sell securities without prior approval from the account holder. Discretionary authority must be in writing before an agent may exercise discretion over client funds and must be in writing within 10 days of first use for IARs. Note, if a client instructs the purchase of a specific amount of a specific security, the client has placed an order and discretionary power is not required. The agent or IAR may choose time and price to execute a transaction. Additional prohibited practices include failing to reply to a client's complaint. A complaint is defined as any written grievance. When a complaint is directed to a broker-dealer or IA, it must be responded to in writing. If a complaint is directed to an IAR or agent, the proper response is bring it to the attention of your principal, who will respond to it in writing. Failing or refusing to furnish information to which a customer is entitled. Using advertising or sales presentation in such a fashion to be deceptive or misleading. Failing to disclose that a broker-dealer is controlled by, has a controlling interest in, is affiliated with, or is under common control of the issuer of any security prior to entering into a contract with a customer to purchase or sell such security. Not disclosing a potential conflict of interest. Failing to make a bona fide public offering. Recommending tax-advantaged securities or strategies or accounts to clients in low tax brackets. Misrepresentation of qualifications, claiming to have a credential and not have it, or to use a credential that does not exist, is to imply that one is more qualified than they are. Using a report prepared by a third party without disclosing who prepared the report. Charging unreasonable advisory fees or charging an advisory fee when a commission will be received for executing securities transactions pursuant to such advice. Investment advisors cannot be compensated based on appreciation or capital gains in an account. The only acceptable compensation arrangements for IAs are flat fee, percentage of assets under management, or wrap fee, which is an all-encompassing fee covering advice rendered and transactions processed in association with such advice. It is prohibited to disclose confidential client information, such as identity or investments, unless legally required to do so or consented to in writing by the client. It is also prohibited to enter into, extend, renew, substantially change, or assign an investment advisory contract without written permission from the client. Selling away or private securities transactions are prohibited. A private securities transaction occurs when an IAR or agent facilitates the investment of client funds and the transaction is not recorded on the regular books and records of the broker-dealer or IA whom the agent or IAR represents. Matching orders, pegging, and capping are unethical trading practices. Matching orders is simultaneously entering identical or similar buy and sell orders intended to create the misleading appearance of active trading. Capping is to place selling pressure on a security in an attempt to keep its price low or to move it lower. Pegging is to hold prices fixed over a period of time. asking a client to waive any rights afforded them by law, or to indicate in an advisory contract any condition, stipulation, or provision requiring them to waive compliance with any provision of securities law. This would constitute a hedge clause and would render the contract unenforceable. To establish or maintain an account containing fictitious information in order to execute transactions which would otherwise be prohibited is unethical. And obviously, manipulating the market is not an acceptable activity. Market manipulation can be defined as effecting a securities transaction which involves no change in beneficial ownership, creating a false or misleading appearance of active trading, raising or depressing the price of the security for purpose of inducing the purchase or sale of this security by others.